From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlights of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz, and website voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo welcomes 2023 with spirit of taking Indonesia forward. Public activities restriction revocation demonstrates Indonesia's successful COVID handling strategy. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Saturday reiterated his determination to welcome the new year with a commitment to ensure Indonesia's further development following the successes achieved in 2022. In tweets on his official Twitter account, @Jokowi, the president said Indonesia successfully brought the COVID-19 pandemic under control while maintaining a positive economic recovery. On December the 13th, the president officially revoked the public activity restrictions policy that was issued to control the COVID-19 pandemic in Indonesia. However, he emphasized that residents must remain vigilant as the pandemic is not yet over. The president also highlighted Indonesia's successful G20 presidency, which concluded with the G20 summit in Bali on November 15th and 16th. Concluding his threat, he urged the Indonesian people to face 2023 with the spirit of taking Indonesia forward. President Sills' Staff Office Deputy 2, Abednego Tarigan, stated that revocation of the public activities restriction policy proves that President Joko Widodo's strategy to contain COVID-19 transmission while maintaining economic recovery has been successful. In a statement received by Antara on Saturday, he said that the gas and brake strategy in COVID-19 pandemic handling had reflected the public's will and hence their keenness to maintain health protocols and get their COVID-19 vaccines. He explained, despite revocation of the policy, the government will ensure healthcare facilities and health officers remain on standby to help prevent COVID-19 infection and realize community immunity against the virus. The Indonesian Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises announced that some 20.76 million micro, small and medium enterprises gained access to digital platforms by 2022, reaching 69.2% of the 30 million micro, small and medium enterprises onboarding target in 2024. Ministry Secretary Arif Rahman Hakim said on Friday, the ministry targets 24 million more micro, small, and medium enterprises to gain digital access in 2023. The ministry has coordinated with various government institutions and private enterprises to help more the enterprises gain a digital access. Hakim said that regional authorities have also expressed their commitment to assisting the ministry in digitalization process with onboarding targets having been divided between the two. To reach the 30 million micro, small and medium enterprises digitalization target set by President Joko Widodo, the ministry is assisted by project management offices teams that have set up dashboards to monitor the development of the micro, small, and medium enterprises after their inclusion in their digital platform. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Former Pope Benedict XVI has died at the age of 95, the Vatican announced on Saturday, December the 31st, almost a decade after he became the first pontiff to resign in six centuries. His death brings to an end an unprecedented situation in which Benedict and his successor, Pope Francis, had coexisted within the walls of the tiny city-state. His body will be displayed from Monday morning in St. Peter's Basilica to allow the faithful to pay their respects. Crowds visiting St. Peter's on Saturday expressed sorrow at the news of his death, but also admiration. His health had been declining for a long time, but the Vatican revealed on Wednesday that his situation had worsened, while Pope Francis called for Catholics worldwide to pray for him. Numerous blasts were heard in Kyiv and other places around Ukraine, and air raid sirens wailed across the country in the first couple hours after midnight on New Year's Day. Fragments from a missile destroyed by Ukraine air defense system damaged a car in the capital center, but preliminary there were no wounded or casualty, Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said. Kyiv City Military Administration said that 23 Russian launched air objects had been destroyed. The attacks came minutes after Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky's New Year message of wishes of victory for his country in the war that is in its 11th month with no end in sight. The World Health Organization met Chinese officials for talks on Friday, December the 30th, about the surge in COVID-19 cases, urging them to share real-time data so other countries can respond effectively. The rise in infection in China has triggered concern around the globe and questions about its data reporting, with low official figures on cases and deaths despite some hospitals and morgues being overwhelmed. These talks came after WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus urged Beijing to be more forthcoming on the pandemic situation in the world's most populous country. The United Nations Health Agency said the meeting was to seek further information on the situation and to offer WHO's expertise and further support. Last item. Chinese President Xi Jinping called on Saturday for more effort and unity as the country enters a new phase in its approach to combating the pandemic. He said this in his first comments addressed to the public on COVID-19 since his government changed course 3 weeks ago and relaxed its rigorous policy of lockdowns and mass testing. Beijing earlier this month scrapped its signature zero-COVID approach based on mass testing, centralized quarantine, and lockdowns, which it had maintained for almost 3 years. The policy switch has led to a wave of infections across the country, a further drop in economic activity and international concern, with Britain and France becoming the latest countries to impose curbs on travelers from China. China's decision to abandon the zero-COVID policy aligned it with a world that has largely reopened to live with the virus. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Kami bersaksi.
Today's spotlight is on new Naval Chief of Staff and a number of tasks await. President Joko Widodo appointed Admiral Muhammad Ali as the new Naval Chief of Staff to replace Admiral Yudo Margono, who was previously appointed as Indonesian Military Commander. The inauguration was held on Wednesday, December the 28th, at the State Palace, Jakarta. On the occasion, the President asked Muhammad Ali to maintain Indonesia's sovereignty in the maritime area. In addition, according to the President, the new Naval Chief of Staff must also pay special attention to Indonesia's border islands. He also asked him to solve problems at the Indonesian sea border. Admiral Muhammad Ali, after being sworn in, stated his commitment to carry out the task assigned to him, namely to increase the enforcement of sovereignty and law in Indonesian seas. This task is emphasized for Indonesia's sea border areas, including the South China Sea. One of the potential maritime security vulnerabilities that he identified is smuggling activities. Meanwhile, member of Commission 1 of the Indonesian Parliament, Christina Ariani, assessed that the Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Navy has an important role in maintaining the sovereignty of Indonesia's maritime territory, especially in the North Natuna Sea. Military observer Anton Ali Abbas, meanwhile, mentioned a number of things that need to be considered by the new Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Navy, starting from regeneration, modernizing the main defense system tools, to supporting increased Indonesian military interoperability. According to him, with the condition of dynamic maritime security challenges, the new Naval Chief of Staff must support interoperability and sea dimension preparedness in facing the worst possibility. That was this week's Spotlight. Several important events happened on January the 1st in the past will be brought back in today in history. I'll begin with January the 1st, 1942. The United Nations Declaration was signed. For state leaders, namely from the United States, President Franklin D. Roosevelt, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, Maxim Litvinov from the Soviet Union, and T.V. Soong from China, signed a short document that became known as the United Nations Declaration on January 1, 1942. The next day, representatives from 22 other countries added their signatures. The governments that signed this declaration pledged to accept the Atlantic Charter signed in August 1941. They agreed not to negotiate peace separately with the Axis powers or the Axis formed by the diplomacy of Germany, Japan, and Italy. Switching to January 1, 1995, the formation of the World Trade Organization. The World Trade Organization, WTO, is the only international organization that regulates international trade. The establishment of this World Trade Organization began with negotiations known as the Uruguay Round, as well as previous negotiations under the General Agreement of Tariff and Trade. At its inception, the WTO consisted of 154 member countries, 117 of which were developing countries. The WTO operates under a series of agreements negotiated and agreed upon by a large number of countries in the world and ratified through parliaments. Quoting kemlu.go.id, the purpose of WTO's agreements is to help producers of goods and services, exporters and importers carry out their activities. I'll end today in history with the crash of the Adam Air plane on January 1, 2007. Adam Air is one of the airlines in Indonesia. Adam Air KL574, bound for Manado, North Sulawesi, took off from Juanda Airport at 12:59 and was scheduled to land in Manado at 4:14 p.m. However, the plane never arrived in Manado. Quoting Kompas.com, 1 hour and 7 minutes after flying, the plane lost contact with the Makassar Airport Air Traffic Center radar in South Sulawesi. At the time, the cause of the plane crash was not immediately known. Adam Air explained that the flight was in good condition and there was no disturbances. A large-scale search, which also involved foreign parties, was carried out, but only fragments of the fuselage continued to be found. The new Adam Air black box was found on day 25 of the search. After that, the search for Adam Air was stopped. 96 passengers and 6 crew members were declared dead. That was today in history.
Hello, my name is Martin Quaranta. I work for the Embassy of Argentina in Jakarta, and I would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I think this year has been exciting for our countries because of, for example, G20 for Indonesia, and hopefully our two countries can strengthen their relation in the future for the benefit of our peoples. And I would like to wish you very happy, a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and peace for your family.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. His enclosed audio of our English programs broadcasted on December 29, 2022. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for the audio. It is so clear and there's no interference. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy!
Kau teristimewa, itulah adanya satu-satunya. Tak ada duanya. Tanpanya pastikan hampa yang kurasa. Tuhan jagalah dirinya, karena tanpa dia ku takkan bisa. Oh baby you make my whole world so wonderful. You make me feel so, so beautiful. Berdaya yang meyakinkanku saat ku tak percaya bahwa ku selalu dan pastikan bisa.
I'm not afraid.
tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on the frequency 3325 or 475 of kHz and streaming voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesian athletes doping free in 2022. The Indonesia Anti-Doping Organization, IADO, in its 2022 release in Jakarta Wednesday, reports that Indonesian athletes are free of doping based on test results on 548 samples conducted during 2022. The sample consisted of 293 samples taken through ICT or in-competition testing from athletes who are currently competing and 276 samples through out-of-competition testing from athletes outside of competition, such as the National Training Center. Those who were sampled were elite athletes who entered the registered testing pool owned by the Indonesian Anti-Doping Agency IADO, which is directly connected to the World Anti-Doping Agency WADA. However, currently there are still several samples that are still being analyzed by the Anti-Doping Laboratory in Bangkok. The samples were taken from sport activities that took place in mid-December 2022. Meanwhile, General Chair of IADO, Gatot S. Dewa Broto, Wednesday in Jakarta stated that the zero doping case was not the only benchmark for WADA's assessment of a country's National Anti-Doping Organization, or NADO. The main indicators of WADA's assessment of its NADO lie in the organizational governance and compliance with the WADA code. Organizational governance is one of the important aspects that must be improved by Indonesian Anti-Doping Organization, IADO, especially in early 2022, when IADO was still called LADI. It was faced with sanctions from WADA over a scandal over the governance of anti-doping organization that did not comply with WADA standards. This sanction is detrimental to Indonesia because it had to lose some of its rights in the international arena, including the ban on flying the red and white national flag in the Thomas Cup when it became a champion. Learning from the mistakes, IADO continues to strive to create a professional anti-doping agency. IADO is also committed to improving their performance as quickly and as well as possible, one of which is communicating intensively with WADA, the Southeast Asian Anti-Doping Agency, SIARADO, and NADO from other countries. That was My Indonesia Today.
Hi, I'm Charlotte Esnu. I'm the cultural attaché at the French Embassy in Jakarta and also the director of Institut Français Indonesia in Jakarta. And I wish you a very Merry Christmas and also a Happy New Year. All my best.
Now we will reply to an email from Amir Jamil in Pakistan. In his email, he said, World Radio Day is being celebrated around the world on February 13, 2023. And this year's theme is Radio and Peace. On this occasion, his club is organizing an exhibition and will set up a stall of Voice of Indonesia English service. He needs our help to send him Voice of Indonesia posters, informative literature, and promotional items as soon as possible. Hello, sir. I hope you have a great day today. Your request will be delivered to the management, but as for the answer, I cannot promise anything. Well, Mr. Amir Jamil, as appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Here is the song.
Hey, kamu jelita. Mengapa kau menatap ku manja, membuatku jatuh cinta pada pandangan pertama. Senyummu jelita selalu membuatku terpana, seolah tak berdaya diterpa badai asmara. Hangat mentari membuat dunia bersih.
selalu ada. Kau selalu ada. Di hariku kini ada kamu yang mengisi ruang hatiku. Harus ku coba dapatkan kamu sebelum kau jauh dariku. Takkan lelah ku mengejar hingga dunia tak lagi berputar. Ku takkan pernah rela bila kau tiada menjadi milikku. Membuat dunia bersinar lagi. Setiap ku pejamkan mata, kamu selalu ada. Kau selalu ada.
Selalu ada. Kau yang mengisi ruang hatiku.
Harus ku coba dapatkan kamu sebelum
you're still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Today's Indonesian Wonder is on Purba Valley of Situ Gunung Sukabumi, West Java. Purba Valley, located in Situ Gunung Sukabumi, is an attractive tourist destination and offers amazing natural beauty. Visiting it, you will be invited to explore an exotic forest area by witnessing the magnificent waterfall in a green valley. According to reports, the origin of the naming of Purba, which means ancient in English, comes from the valley area which is surrounded by ancient trees that have existed for thousands of years. To explore Rembah Purba or Purba Valley, you should be accompanied by a guide who will not only show you the way, but also explain the various types of plants that exist in the area of Situ Gunung Sukabumi as well. You have to take a journey that takes approximately 1 hour from the main gate of Situ Gunung Suspension Bridge. The journey starts by crossing the pride of Situ Gunung, namely the 243-meter-long suspension bridge. Besides that, you will pass 8 bridges with the different levels of excitement. Even though you go through several trekking routes that are not easy, you don't need to worry because before leaving, you will be equipped with safety gears. After walking along the many bridges, you will pass a path as well as through a cliff that is about 8 meters high. The most extreme is that you will pass a bridge that can only be passed by one person, not to mention the considerable height. This trip will really boost your adrenaline. On the bridge, many visitors usually will take pictures, so the journey for about 1 hour doesn't feel tiring. Lembah Purba is open every day from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays and to 5 p.m. on weekends. You can use your own vehicles to arrive at the parking area, then you will be escorted using a special bus until you arrive at the Lembah Purba post. What must be considered when exploring the Sukabumi Ancient Valley is to use comfortable and non-slippery footwear. Wear a jacket to keep out the cold air, and preferably in the morning so you have enough time to explore. If you are in Indonesia or not far from Sukabumi and want to test your adrenaline, Lembah Purba is guaranteed to provide a different experience. That was Indonesian Wonder today. We will meet again tomorrow, of course, with other interesting topics.
Before we end our segment, listeners' mailbag, we wish peace to the world, hope for a bright future, faith in humanity, joy to you and yours, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year 2023. Well, listeners around the world, here is a beautiful song for you, VOI Loyal Listeners. Happy listening!
Shalom, may peace be upon us all. I am Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy of the Republic of Indonesia. Would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas to all RRI listeners. I hope we can gather with our family and relatives in good health and prosperity. And also, Happy New Year. May the new year 2023 bring you more happiness, success, and blessings. God bless us all.
Kita telah bersama.
Hi VOA listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I will present a song from Sugi Bornean. Sugi Bornean is an Indonesian indie pop music group that was formed in April 2019. This group consists of Fanny Sugiharto on the vocal, Aditya Ilyas on the guitar, and Bagas Prasetyo on the guitar. They have released a mini album titled Atma in 2020. One of their singles titled Asma Librasi was in second place on Spotify Weekly Top Songs Indonesia on October 7, 2022. The name Sugi is taken from the Javanese word Sugi, which means rich. Meanwhile, Bornean means Kalimantan, which is the hometown of the vocalist Fanny Sugiharto. The song entitled Asma Librasi often appears on music platforms and becomes the sound video in TikTok or Instagram Reels. This song is their second single, which was released on July 21, 2019. Having a beautiful and poetic lyrics, this song tells about the sweet love of a couple who are having a more serious relationship because they can complete each other. Well, listener, here is Sugi Bornean with the song Asma Librasi. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia.
Membiarkan hatimu jatuh di pelukanku, memaksa nuraniku untuk jatuh cinta. Sudah cukup waktuku mengenalmu, aku ingin membawamu lebih jauh. Membiarkan asmara bicara sejujurnya, melabuhkan rindu di antara kita.
Di tempat ini, di tempat pertama aku menemukanmu. Kembali ku datangi tempatmu.
kekasihmu yang baru.
Aku pun terdiam saat gadis kecil berlari ke arahmu. Gadis kecil yang miliki mata indah persis seperti matamu. Aku pun tersenyum dan ku genggam tangan wanita di sampingku.
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Please give your feedback through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @VOI_official, Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Don't forget to send us also an email to voi@voinews.id. And follow us on TikTok at @VOI_official. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. Thank you so much. And enjoy another interesting edition of Voice of Indonesia English Service from Indonesia to the world.